That's why they made Kriyas HaTorah. What happened yesterday? Did it get recorded?
Oh.
Is it? Okay. Okay, we are on Samach Tesamet Aleph, and the Gemara has figured out how we put all the pieces together. We have a whole bunch of sukkim, and they each taught us something else to review it very quickly. We have one pasuk that says, a Yisrael can't eat truma. We have another pasuk that says, a Yisrael's bas kayin who marries Yisrael can't eat truma during her marriage. From another, b'chozar lo yechobay. Now we have a third pasuk of a bas kayin kisiyah le'izzar. We don't need that to say that the bas kayin who marries Yisrael can't eat. We already derived that. So that's to tell me she has a relationship with a man that she's not allowed to marry. She becomes pasul for truma forever. What kind of man? So the Gemara said it's going on Chai V'Lavin, from the word Kisiya. I'm learning like Rashi now. How do I know people that can't have Kedushin? How do I know that they also passel her from Truma, like Chai V'Krisis or a Goy or an Evan? I'm learning like Rashi. Like Tysus learns Chai V'Krisis is an automatic, but like Rashi. And the answer is, Bat Koyen Kisiya Amono Grusha. Why did it have to say Amana? Could have just said Baskayin Kisiya Grusha, and her husband died. She goes back to eat truma. His husband divorces her. She goes back to eat truma. I would figure out an Amana. To tell me that only from a husband that she had a marriage with can she go back to eat truma. But if she lived with a man that there was no marriage with, she can never go back and eat truma. What? That's how the Gemara is darshaning why it says Amana, that it has to be a person you have Amanas with, that it's possible to achieve widowhood with. That's how the Gemara is darshaning. That works wonderful, according to the Shitas, that Kedushin is Typhus B'Chayvi Lavin. So I need one Pasuk for Chayvi Lavin, and one Pasuk for people that Kedushin is not Typhus. But according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds any Kedushin Typhus in B'Chayvi Lavin, so when the Tyrus said, Obaskoy and Kisir Le'ish Zar, it doesn't mean Kedushin, because according to Makiva, there's no illegal Kedushin that's valid, right? All illegal Kedushin is non-valid. Remember, we had a Machloikis in Rebbe Akiva, but this Gemara is going with the opinion that Rebbe Akiva said all illegal Kedushin is not valid, right? So, Mamela, I don't need the second Pasuk of Kisiyah Amana Grusha, because everything is learned out from Kisiyah Lizar. I wouldn't say Kisiyah means valid Kedushin, because according to Rabbi Akiva, there is no such thing as a valid Kedushin in an illegal marriage. So what does he need? Kisiyah Amana Grusha. Why does it have to say the word Amana? I would figure that out on my own.
Where's the first Pasuk?
A woman who has a relationship with an ish that she's not allowed to have marriage with. But it doesn't mean Kedushin. It doesn't mean a man that's capable of Kedushin, because according to Rabbi Akiva, there is no such thing. Correct the Gemara.
Exactly we are
on Samach Tesamet Aleph.
We don't know what he.
That's what we're going to be right now. Samach Tesamet Aleph. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11th line from the top. I guess that's 69A. Is it 1 or 2? 2. No good. Correct the Gemara. Ulur Rebbe Akiva, the Amar Ein Kedushin Taifas B'Chayv Elavim. Queen Rebbe Akiva, who says Kedushin is not Taifas B'Chayv Elavim. Umay Kisi El Izar Kisi Boel. So what does the word kisiyah mean according to him? It can't mean a person that's capable of kedushin. There's no such thing. Must be. It means kisibol. She cohibits. Aman and grusha lamali. So why does it need to say aman and grusha? So trashy. Ulur bekiva dam and kedushin types in love and puzzle. Kedushin never works with a person that's puzzle. Vay kisiyah the ishtar the lil. And that pasuk that we brought before kisiyah the ishtar. Not because of capability of Kedushin. Ula memra, and to tell us the ain't bias pasul beselas elevamisha royal kaddish. That a relationship with a pasul only pasuls in a person who is capable of Kedushin. The ain't Kedushin l'shem so. There's no such thing. Vahaikisia, imbal lamed abias psulim. If it's coming to tell me about living with a man that's pasul, ain't ela l'shem beila. Means living. The Chol Hazarim Esla B'Mashma. That includes all Isurim. Everybody. A guy in Evan, a Chayv Eklisis, a Chayv Elavim. It's all there because none of them have Kedushin. I feel like we can come in the Evan. So now Amane Grusha, Ashmin and Evan can come in the Evan. Why does he need the Pasuk of Maskai? You see Amane Grusha when when it's not necessary. He learned it already from the first pasuk.
How do you actually translate
Kisiyah? Relationship.
He'll be with them.
And for the Gemara. And for the Gemara, Amana lahachmer alei, Ugrusha lahakal alei. Aleha, I should say. Amana is coming to be stricter with the widow, and Grusha is coming to be lenient with the divorcee. Because, Utsricha, I need both. The Ashmin and Amana, if it would only say Amana, I would say Amana hu dechiles lezera achla, and Amana, a widow, goes back to eat if she doesn't have children. She can still marry a kayin. So this Bat Kayin who got married, and Rachmana Lutzlan got widowed, can go back and eat truma if she doesn't have any children, because she has not lost any of her status at all. She can still marry a kayin. She can't marry a kayin gadol, but she can marry a regular kayin. Avu grusha lechazi lakuna. But a divorcee can never marry a kayin again. Right? She's a bas kayin who married somebody who divorced her. Now she can never marry a kayin again. So I would think, if the Torah wouldn't say grusha, I would say, you know, a grusha can't marry a kayin. She can't eat chum anymore. She can't go back to her father's house.
Doesn't matter who she's a grusha from, right?
Doesn't make a difference. The Yashmina Kutra Makiva would have to be a legal marriage.
Yeah, but Yisrael is fine.
V'yach mean in Grusha. If it would only say Grusha, I would say Grusha the chis lozera loyachla. A Grusha, if she has children, does not eat, because it's a double whammy. A, she's a Grusha, and two, she has children. She'll like chazi lekuna. Ava amano the chazi lekuna, but an amano can still marry a kayan. Ema, I would say, Ava gav the chis lozera namitechu. I would say that her status, even if she has children, can go back. She's not as, quote-unquote, disqualified as a grusha. A grusha who can't marry a kayin and has children from her husband, the Yisrael, cannot go back. But an amon who can still marry a kayin, maybe her children do not affect her in a negative way, and she can still go back. That would be the havamina. Right? Tricha, that's why the Torah says, an amon cannot go back with children, and a grusha could go back if there's no children. So amonah, the Torah is being machmer. I would think that an amonah can return to her father's house even with children, because she's still a lady that can marry a kayin. So maybe she can still go back to her father's house even if she has offspring of a Yisrael. Comes along the pasuk and says, no, only Zerah ain't law. And by a grusha, I would think the opposite. Even with no children, she can't go back. She no longer can marry a kayin. Comes along the pasuk and says, if Zerah ain't law, she could marry it. She could be truma. So Rabbi Kiva learns that the pasuk is not to tell me anything about any puzzle. The regular legitimate marriage with a legitimate husband, valid, legal, and the pasuk is telling me the halacha of what happens when her husband dies or divorces her.
A lady that has children, Israeli, it's an almana, they're a katana, she can marry the kohen, but they can't eat the baby, the children, can they eat the children?
They're not the katana.
So they have to watch, she can, but the children can't.
Correct.
She's probably not
allowed
to get married anyway.
Well, depends how young they are. Not sure she can get married once they're two.
Already finished. I'm saying
finished nursing.
Yeah.
Why can't a divorcee eat if there's no kids?
She could.
How?
She goes back to her father's house. She's a bas kayin.
Only if she's a bas.
Yeah, if she's a bas yisrael, she can't eat.
Even if she's divorced from Israel, she can go back.
Yeah, it doesn't care who she's divorced from. She goes back to her original status. To Kiddush, because she can't marry a kohen anymore. So, I'll use the word, she has been nifgam, she has been affected by the marriage. She now has become disqualified to a kohen. So I would think it disqualifies her for truma as well. Kamash Malam, no. She didn't do anything wrong. She's not disqualified from truma.
That's not called paisel. When you use the term paisel, a woman.
Means she became puzzled to eat truma.
But
something happened to her that changed her status.
But this is
this is not enough to change her status. That's what the pasuk is saying. Let me try to explain it logically. No aveira happens.
So by Yavama, she's a Shemeres Yavam. She's called Pasul.
She's not Pasul. The Mishnah says she can't eat Truma. The fact that she's waiting for the Yavam Pasuls her from eating Truma temporarily.
Right.
That's a temporary Pasul.
Right.
That doesn't change her. It's just that because she's bound to something. It's like saying a Baskai married Yisrael, she's Pasul to eat Truma.
Is Chalut to go back to her father's house?
Yeah. Why not? Yeah, why not? If she obviously has no kids, if not, she wouldn't be a chalutza.
Is she pasul
kavuna? Well, it's not true. She could have kids before her, but...
Is she pasul
kavuna? It's a machloikis but it's a deraisa drabanon. Meaning, let me say it this way. The Gemara says it's a drabanon in one place. Rashi keeps on quoting it as a deraisa, so they say Rashi holds it's a machloikis in the Gemara. Other Rishonim say that it's not. Because the Gemara always slumps together grusha v'chalutza.
Yeah, so why should she be worse than
Almana? I'm sorry?
I was saying, why should she be worse than
Almana?
I mean, she didn't do...
Almana... She had chalitza. There was a severance with a living person.
Okay.
Don't you learn it from Kurusha?
Yeah. The question is it a smachter or is it a drusha?
But was it
just
asked? What was the...
The above.
Above, right. So...
Right.
That's tells you Darshan
above or not? No, that's an interesting point you're making.
I didn't see it.
Rabbi Cohen made a very interesting point, like he does many a time. Yes.
Rabbi, can I risk asking a question after that great point by Rabbi Cohen?
Yes.
So is for an almana who has been widowed twice, is it always? Let's say she was an almana from a kohen, then married a Yisrael, and then that second husband died. Can she eat truma again because her first marriage was from a kohen, or is it always the previous marriage that determines her status vis-a-vis truma?
Well, let me say this much. A bat Yisrael who marries a kohen and the kohen dies cannot eat truma. She can go back to her father's house. So in your case, if she was a bat kohen, I don't care which marriage it is. She has no children. She goes back to her father's house.
So it's always going to be her father.
Not to her father's house. It means to her father's family, which means she can eat truma. If she's a bat yisrael, it makes no difference who she married. Once the marriage is terminated without children, she cannot eat truma.
Right.
Aha. Yeah, yeah. So you just mentioned something else. She goes back to her father's house. That doesn't literally refer to moving back with her brothers.
That means status.
That just means status. Okay, thank you.
Dr. Gemara Weiter. The Ema. Okay, now, we've had a Gemara back on Daf. I believe it was Daf Chav. It might have been your test. I think it's Chav. That a Magzik Rushasai. He quotes a Rashi from Daf Mem Dalin, that if a person divorced a lady, she married somebody else, she got widowed or divorced, he remarried her, that he was over the Isser of Magzik Rushasai. The Gemara there said that she's kosher to eat Truma, and her kids can marry a Kayan. That means her kids do not become a Chalal, and even though she did an illegal marriage, and she can still eat truma. And the question is, why? If we're learning out here that every chai ve'lavin makes her, invalidates her, or passes her to eat truma, why should a mafzik rushasa be different? And the Gemara earlier in the Masechta said that a mafzik rushasa is different. That's our problem. We're not going like a mekiva. We're going like Rabbanon. They had a pasuk that said that every chai v'lavin that lives with a woman, the woman can no longer eat truma. So why can a woman who remarried her first husband still eat truma if she's a bas kayin? Meaning, she was a bas kayin who married her husband a second time, which she wasn't allowed to do because she had a marriage in between, and now her husband divorced her, or died, and now she goes back to her father's house to eat truma. That's a gemara. Why? She did a chai v'lavin. She lived with a person that's allowed to live with. That's our question. Why is she different than a mamzer and a nothing and a kusi and a amayni and a mayavi?
Was she a bas kohen?
Yes.
And her husband.
If she wasn't, she wouldn't have been.
Well, then she can't eat truma. How can she eat truma?
Once she dies, right. But he was a kayan.
If she's a kayan, she can't eat truma anyway. It's an illegal marriage. She's not allowed to be married to him. It's be a psula.
But if he dies, that's the question?
The question is if she's a bas kayan. The halacha says she goes back to her father's house, even though she violated the law of machzor
gerushasai. I'm sorry, I'm taking a step back. Let's say she married a kayan, okay?
Yeah.
She took her back, okay?
So she can't eat truma anyway.
She can't eat truma anyhow.
Because she's a grush.
But if he dies and she's a bas kayan, she can go back. That's a little bit of a
problem. No.
I thought Rabbi said that.
No. Well, I didn't say that. Because the kayan marrying. Okay, I don't want to confuse anybody, but I'll do this as quickly as I can. If a kayan marries a grusha, she becomes a chalala. If her husband was a kayan, she would be disqualified from truma, not because he's a machzor grusha, sorry, but because he married a grusha.
Even his own grusha, right?
Anybody's grusha makes no difference.
She's not any better than a grusha, right?
So she doesn't get disqualified because it's a second marriage to her husband. She gets disqualified because she's a divorcee, and a kayan can't marry a divorcee. And if he does, she becomes a chalala.
And why is this better?
Because she's not a kayan. He's not marrying a kayan. She's marrying Yisrael. She's a bas kayan who married a Yisrael.
Only in that case. So in my case, if the husband was a kayan...
That's a different parsha.
I would have thought both cases would be the same.
They're not, because one's violating a law of marrying a grusha, and one's not violating a law of marrying a grusha. He's violating a law of marrying his grusha because it's a second marriage. It's a different law.
She married somebody between. She married
somebody. That's the question.
So she married somebody between. That's the case.
Exactly.
Yeah, of course.
Right, that's what Mount Sugrusha is. Not
right. Right. Correct the Gemara. The Ema. Nivelu l'pasul la'av machzor grushasai. And the Gemara earlier in the Masechta said that a machzor grushasai could eat truma if she gets divorced or widowed. She can go without children. She can go back to her father's house and eat truma. Why? Why is she different than if she had a relationship with an Amaini? She did a love. She had a relationship with a man she's not allowed to marry because of a love. She should become disqualified from eating truma. And the Gemara earlier said that she's not. And for the Gemara, le'iz zar amarachmana, mi shazar etzlam miyikara, la'afuka hai deloy zar etzlam miyikarahu. The pasuk said about kayan kisir le'iz zar. It has to be to someone she was never allowed to marry. Not to someone who she was allowed to marry and then circumstances made it that she can't marry him. A machzor grushasai, the man is a wonderful guy. I don't know if he's a wonderful guy, but he might be a wonderful guy. And she was allowed to marry him the first time. There was nothing wrong in that marriage. He was not zor to her. He's not an amaini. He's not a ma'avi. He's not a mamzer. He's not a kusi. He's not a guy. He's not an evan. There's nothing wrong with the marriage the first time. She became zor because of an action that happened in between. The Torah says is zar to someone who is always a zar. Therefore, a machzor grushasai would not become disqualified from truma because the Torah identified the illegality that she did was with a man that she could never have married, not to a man that she was legally allowed to marry and then became disqualified.
Is there was any error? Became an erva, a chamash, a moisa, her father-in-law. She was allowed to marry him before she married the other man.
So why isn't an erva considered not zar etzlam yikara? That's your question.
But that's where the pasuk is? The erva?
No, I'm just saying
where do you see zar? Is zar by erva also?
Well, that's because it's chayvei lana.
Yeah, chayvei dreisus
is different.
Good question. Good question. I don't have an answer.
Zar is referring to erva?
Well, according to Tysus, it's lavan and krisus. According to Rashi, it's only lavan, not krisus, that you learn out from Amon or Grusha. According to Rashi, this is less rare because the pasuk of Zar is by lavan. But according to Tysus, Interesting question. I don't know. Maybe it's only by law that we need Zaret for Mikara. I don't know. Good question.
Where does it say that? Does it
even though Avram didn't ask the question.
No.
It's still a good question.
I'm asking something else, Rabbi. Where did he see it on the bottom here? What patron is it? I'm serious. Which one is this? I can see it.
Rashi? Rashi.
Here.
I don't think I did the Rashi before. Amana lahachmer. Klaimer. La misha lemute misha eshla amana to gerishin. Rabbi Kiva doesn't need it to exclude somebody who has a valid marriage. And legupe itzuch. Amana kdei lahachmer leidila kasev avamin. I would have thought amana tishrol b'hi bas koyin teichu. She can eat. V'yava gav de isla zeret. She has children. Agrusha itzuch. Listen to rachmona lahokal alel. To be lenient. Lameimer. Dichilef la zeret mitzrol teichu. When she has no children, she can eat. Dile kasev. If the Torah wouldn't have written it. That's what I would think. The next Rashi. It is a valid marriage. Why did we learn in the fourth parak? She's kosher and her kid's kosher. That's a peladik Rashi. And we said, Sheira Lakuna, she can marry a Kayan, because she the Truma. Now they all ask on Rashi, she can't marry a Kayan, she's a Grusha. What does Rashi mean, Sheira Lakuna? So they say, Vukimna, Sheira Latruma, that she can eat Truma. But Rashi says, Sheira Lakuna. They all ask on Rashi, she can't marry a Kayan. What does Rashi mean, Sheira Lakuna? So they want to say, if she marries a Kayan, she wouldn't be over an extra Isser that we had before, that answered it to Kahuna, right? From a Kalvah Chaymer, Gilui Milsa. That law wouldn't be applied. The law that we learned out from Kisi Lizar, that you can't marry a Kayin either. But in Okanamis, you would be able to love of Grusha, the Pel de Karashi. She's not Kasha Lakuna. Rashi means she doesn't become extra Pasal to Kahuna. She's still Pasal to Kahuna because she's a Grusha, but she doesn't get the extra one. That's how they learn Rashi. She can eat truma. Because Rashi says, Ksheira lakuna v'koshke l'truma. Look at the words of Rashi. Look, take a look inside the note, you know, note 24. Look, Ksheira lakuna v'koshke l'truma. They're learning Rashi, that means he doesn't get the extra iser of having violated Magzigur Shasai. Meaning she doesn't become a Zaina. She doesn't become an extra iser of marrying a Kayan. Usually a woman lives with a Chayv Elavin, she becomes usher to marry a Kayan. She doesn't become usher because of her violation of the law. She happens to have been usher anyway. She doesn't get the extra. He won't get two Malkus, he won't get one Malkus if he marries her.
He's not really doing it, actually.
Every time there's a marriage, both parties are blamed. And by the way, here it has nothing to do with blame. To reality, even if a mamzer raped a Jewish girl, she can't marry a Kayan. Because we mentioned this already a million times, that the title Zaina is not a moral or ethical judgment. It's facts on the ground. A woman who had a relationship with a man she's not allowed to marry, right, becomes Asa Takaya not because she did anything wrong, but because she unfortunately had something done to her. That's what the Torah says. Who said that? I can't explain that any more than that. You're right. Can't. No, Kaya marries a Grusha. Kaya marries a Grusha. She becomes a Chalala.
He can
still, well, not while he's married, but that's only because we force him to divorce her. But once he divorces her, he goes right back. Yes. He can't get to see anyway, the guy.
No, what he meant is cooler than hot. There's a place there to shotgun, right?
I have no idea. You tell me. I'm not a guy. Unfortunately, when Mashiach comes, you'll do Avodah Beis HaMikdash, and I'll have to stay back and wave at you from far, and if you're nice enough, you'll wave back. That's the reality. You'll be allowed in past 11 Amos Nazara, and I'll be told that I'm not allowed to walk past 11 Amos Nazara unless I have a great need. That's a fact. You eat truma, you call me and say dry cast needs truma, and I won't be able to eat truma. You eat kachim, and I won't be able to eat kachim. It's a fact. It's reality. Sad. Now it doesn't make a difference whether you get reach in and I don't. You do duke and I don't, but no, not that pilot. But then it'll be a vast difference. You have to live with Kahanim, you won't be able to live with Yisraelim because of Tumatai. I mean, it's going to be a whole thing. Maybe you'll talk to me on the phone.
Am I Gretchen?
Yes.
Did you say that if something happens to the Bas Kohen, against her will, she becomes a Zona? That's
absolutely
the status?
Absolutely. You had that before.
Yeah, so is the Yisrael allowed to marry this type of a Zona?
Yes, the Yisrael can marry a Zona. There's no restriction. He can marry any type of a Zona.
Uh-huh.
Even if he did it willingly, he's allowed to marry her. A woman who willingly lives with a Chayvi Krisis. Not a good story for her, but doesn't ban her from marrying Yisrael. She can have a legitimate marriage to Yisrael.
Yisrael marry Rachel?
Absolutely.
What,
there's no restriction in Yisrael to marry a Zayna.
Is there any other complications?
Even more than that. A married woman has a relationship out of wedlock. She cheats on her husband. She is Zayna par excellence. She can marry Yisrael. Her husband can't stay married to her. The boyfriend can't stay married to her, can't marry her. But anybody else wants to marry her, they can marry her. There's no restriction. There's no restriction.
All right, thank you.
Something to our writer. Now we move on. Next, Gemara, before we move on, I just want to mention there's one other lav that doesn't ban a woman from kahuna, because it's also not Zor Etzla Miyakara. And that is the Yavama Lashuk. Simply put, if a Yavama is Mazana without getting Chalitza, she violates a lav. But it's not called Zor Etzla Miyakara. She could have married that man had she not been a Yavama. It's circumstance that made that lav. Right? Reuven died, left no children. His wife is waiting for Shimon to do Yibum or Chalitza. He hasn't done either. She goes and has a relationship with another man, a strange man. He violates a lav. She violates a lav. She can still eat truma, because that's like Malkus Guru Shasai, meaning the man she had the relationship with was somebody she was allowed to marry.
I'm sorry, Rabbi. I see a difference.
She's an Amana.
By the case of Ashkenazim, she did marry the guy. Her original husband, she did marry.
Therefore what?
That means that's...
It doesn't make a difference. Zor Etzla Miyakara means that the issue is there all her life. You asked a good question. Baruch Hu asked what happened to Chayvei Krisis. I don't know. Chayvei Krisis are different. But in Chayvei Lavin, it has to be someone that she was never allowed to marry. If she has a relationship with someone she was once upon a time allowed to marry, then circumstances banned it. She doesn't become possible to Truma. That's what the Gemara is saying. So Yavama Lashuk is also not Zor Etzla Miyakara. That's the only other love. Every other love is a love that she never was allowed to marry. A mamzer and us and a kusi and Evan and a mighty miyavi and mitzvah and they're all people that she was never allowed to marry. And by the way, this does not apply to Isra Kahuna. An amana to Kain Gadol, she was allowed to marry him before she was an amana, but that doesn't make a difference. That's a special halacha of the Chal that the Torah says in the Feirish, that if an amana marries a Kain Gadol or a Gusha marries a Kayan, she becomes a halala. That the Torah speaks out the Feirish that you can't eat.
I thought it was my point that is a love. What's the other
sheet? Nobody says it's not a love.
No,
nobody says it's not a love.
It's a
machlekes, whether it's hita eva, maybe now that has nothing to do with this. Has to do with it's yibum machalitz. Has nothing to do with this. Zok tikumai bait. The ema. I'm sorry. Practically, the labs are etlami karu loyliso. So let's take a cholo, right? A cholo marries a lady, right? A cholo marries a lady. Cholo is a kayan who was disqualified. So he was born to a not, meaning a kayan married a grusha. The kid is a cholo. He marries a woman. She can never marry a kayan. Yeah. Now the question is why? It wasn't Zaretz Lami Kara. Meaning, I'm sorry, I think the pshat is it's a legal marriage. There's nothing wrong with a woman marrying a chol. No, it isn't.
Not a lot.
A chol can marry a bat Yisroel. Chol can marry a bat Yisroel. Not only is it not Zaretz Lami Kara, it's not Zaretz for now. Yes. Bat Kain can marry a cholo. A Bat Kain can marry whoever she wants. She's no different than a Bat Yisrael. A Kain has restrictions. A male Kain has restrictions. A cholo can marry whoever he wants. A Bat Kain can marry whoever she wants. And yet, by law, she becomes possible from eating truma. Why? It's not a Izar. That's the Gemara's kasha.
For different reasons.
And for the Gemara, it's a separate pasuk that has to do with people that are kohanim that are pasul. Makizarei loy, mahu pasul. The kohen who marries the grusha pasuls his kids. Abzarei nami pasul. His kids pasul whoever they live with too. He pasuls his wife and his kids. They pasul their wife and their kids as well. The cholo passes on. That's what the pasuk is telling me. It's a new pasuk. Nothing to do with Zar. You're right. It's not a Zar. It's a legal marriage. It's legal. 100% legal. But since the father married a grusha, kids a chol, his wife becomes a chalala, his kids become chalala. Correct.
Forever.
His daughters might be different. We'll see. That's the Gemara later on. They want a Kedushin, really. But it might be later on.
That's why the DNA test is not good either.
Correct. What? You want to wear a Kedushin? Rashi. Rashi.
Everyone's trying to be...
Trying to get in the irons.
No, what's everyone trying to, like... Used to be as like a puppet, you know.
Rashi. Says Rashi, how he gets in the chol, the lavs are at the mikar leilimso. The chol mutar felik mechanas. He's allowed to marry even a bat kayin. Makazarish a kayin government aman aloy. Mahu paisla aman of a biyasim and a truma. Right. Kediyalu beperik asar a yuchsin. That's ayin zayin. That's where it is. I said it's in the ayins. Vilei chow. Mishai kashiv and his chow. Somebody was a kashiv and became a chol. Vizui amana. It is an interesting thing. You know, I just want to point that out. Yisroel marries, has a legitimate kosher marriage, legal, his kids are Yisroel. To marry a bas kohen, no ramifications. Nothing happens to the kids. They're perfectly kosher Yisraelim. A kohen marries a grusha, or a kohen gadol marries an amana, they have a kid, he's a chol. He gets shlishi, he doesn't get rishon. He can't, he's not a kayan. Can't eat truma, can't duchen. But he's worse than Yisrael. Because if he marries a woman, she can never marry a kayan. A Yisrael marries a woman, she doesn't ban her from marrying a kayan later in her life. She gets a widow, she can marry a kayan. If a chol marries a woman, she can never marry a kayan. Meaning, he's worse than a Yisrael. He impacts his wife and kids more than a Yisrael does. He lost his kahuna. He became a Yisrael, but he became a Yisrael with an added thing. That not only is he not a Kohen, but whoever he lives with and his children cannot marry Kahanim. I mean, his son can marry whoever she wants, but that woman will become Pasim and Akuna. And this goes to generations and generations.
What creates Halalus? How many different
things? Isurei Kuna.
Example, only
Grusha. Amana and a Grusha, and maybe a Chalusa.
Nothing else
creates halalos. That's, it's a very interesting point. That the cholol ends up being, I hate to use worse off, but I don't know what other terminology to use. He impacts future generations. Yisroel will never be a kayan, but he doesn't impact future generations. His wife will be able to marry a kayan if she wants to later on in life, if she becomes a widow.
What about Be'ula?
That's only to kayan gadol. If she become a chol, does the kids become a chol? Does she become a chalala? So we had a machloikis in earlier in the Masechta. Yes, chol mechayv yaseh or not? That's time of chamaralos.
We don't know what their previous parents
were
going on.
Unless there was, see, the mila is that everybody's grandparents were from. By now, great grandparents. No, really. We're not talking about people that were not from for 200 years. Those people are long gone from Yiddishkeit. We're talking about people that are third generation, not from maybe. So it's not that hard to find out what happened beforehand. That's not so hard to investigate. That's the Milo. You're right. Well, this is a fact that a girl that becomes a balas tshuva but had a relationship with a guy can never marry a kohen. They're taught that in the, wherever the, what's the seminary for balas tshuva? What?
Neve.
Yeah, they taught him. They taught him that. That you became from and you're a great mother, but don't marry a kohen.
Did you pay full tuition? They
I know a girl that was ready shidduch, and she had to tell the shatran, "I'm sorry, I can't marry a guy."
Oh my gosh!
She became from when she was 20 or 18 or whatever age.
She wasn't married. She was a bula. Oh, because I'm a clique.
I said, no, she's not a kind god. Well, she wasn't marrying a kind god.
No,
she lived with a guy.
Oh, she
had a relationship with a guy. But became Pasul Lakuna for the rest of her life.
That's the Raisa.
Yeah, 100%. That's Gisela Lazar.
I'm
going to
say something, Rabbi. You're not going to like it. I'm going to say, ready? This girl who went to the Neve.
But her kids are not affected.
Her kids are not
affected. 100%. They're not affected. She didn't marry Kaya, so she'll be fine.
Oh, she didn't do that. She's producing halal. She herself is a halal. She doesn't pass that.
Exactly. She doesn't pass Chalolos, unless her husband's a kayan, correct?
Only he can do it.
Correct.
He's a
correct.
He knows something that you did.
Doesn't tell anyone.
And the baby's going to ask her, she said, I'll say something. I don't work in the bay, I can't tell you.
Go call the bay. What do you want from me?
No, that's, for Kahuna I understand, but I say it's for everyone she should tell. I'm not joking.
Why are you giving this discretion now?
Honestly, because people should know that.
Right.
People you go out with.
Do your own research.
You can't find.
What are they going to do with that, Sugya?
You know, that's why things cause problems later on.
I'm trying to figure out why is this Negei and this Gemara.
That will not cause a problem later on.
You should call Nevei and tell him what to do. I'm just telling you, I walk in this Gemara. That's the Gemara Baiter. Reb Yaisi Eimer. No, I'm sorry, I still got one more. Practicing Gemara Ve'ma'ate Kavayu Bia. Maybe the Torah said Kisiya means it has to be both Kedushin and living. Maybe the Torah doesn't mean to ban a woman just from living with a Chai Ve'lavin. Maybe a marriage with a Chai Ve'lavin to make her Asher Lakuna. But an out-of-wedlock relationship, the Torah said, Kisiya, so maybe it means you need a marriage. According to the Rabbanan, Kisiya Le'izar means you had a relationship with a man that could have a legal Kedushin. A valid Kedushin. So maybe the Torah is saying she only becomes Pasul when she does marry the Izar, not if she just has a relationship. And for the Gemara, Dumi the Kayin Gadol Ba'amana. We compare it to the other people who passel people from Truma. Ma Kayin Gadol Ba'abia Luchuda, just like a Kayin Gadol. The Torah says his kids become passel and his wife becomes passel because he had a relationship, nothing to do with marriage. Af Hai Nami Ba'abia Luchuda. You're right. From the Pasuk itself, I wouldn't know it. But I look around the Torah and I see other people that disqualify people from eating truma, and that's done through a relationship, doesn't necessitate, doesn't need a marriage. Therefore, we say over here that even though it's kiskisiya, it doesn't need a marriage to disqualify her. All you need is that relationship. Pasuk. Rashi will bring the pasuk. Look, Rashi.
Did we skip a couple of lines?
Did I?
Emesha Savaya. Let me the Kohen Gadol
Ba'amana. Right, I did. Right, you're right. Go back. Emesha Savaya. Maybe she becomes disqualified even without living with the man. Let's say a mamzer makes kedushin to a bas yisrael and never consummates the marriage. Maybe she becomes puzzled. The time is a kisiya. She married. Now the Gemara dumya the Kohen Gadol Ba'amana. If he just does kedushin, she doesn't become disqualified. So maybe you need two things. So the tarot is, we look around the tarot and see what works elsewhere, and we apply it over here. Rashi. I don't know if I did that, Rashi. We did that already, yes. He made kedushin, he passed her forever. Even if he died, as if he lived with her. This armor and his garshu min al nesuim psulais min his eris and sheris. We learn out from the yichal zarei. It has to be something that can produce children, which is a relationship. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Okay. If you remember, way, way back at the beginning of the week, we had a braisa. And Reb Yossi said, not all chayv lavan disqualify the woman from eating truma. Only those that the children are pasul. But the ones that the children are not pasul, the woman doesn't become pasul either. And we said, that's a mitzri sheni. A mitzri sheni marries a girl, lives with a girl. It's a lav. It's an atzei, but it's learned out an iser, right? But the child would be 100% kosher, right? Because he'll be a mitzri shlishi. He won't be pasul. Mitzri sheni lives with a girl. Her kid will be pasul. They violated a lav, iser. No, but sorry, it will be kosher. They violated an iser. So Rabbi Yaitzi says, the woman is also kosher. The only type of lav that disqualifies the woman is a lav that passes on to her children, would affect her children if she had children from this marriage, this relationship. From Tuma, Kahuna. We said from the Pasuk Baskai and Kisir Lizar that a woman is disqualified from Kahuna and Truma from having a relationship with a Chai Be'Lavin. Rabbi Yaisi says, not all. And Mitzri and Adoimi, second generation, will not disqualify their wife or their lady they had a relationship because their children wouldn't be disqualified. And only people who had children that would be disqualified does the woman become disqualified. That's what Rabbi Yaisi said. Let's read it inside. Rabbi Yaisi, I'm a coach, Zari Pasul Paisul. What would be the case that they disagree? A second generation Adaimi. Rashi, Mitzri Sheini, Pasul, he's Pasul, but Vazari Kusher. His kid will be Kusher. The Tanakama Kiva, the Upasul, Paisul, Mabia. According to the Tanakama, when he has a relationship with a woman, she can never eat from again. She can never marry a kohen again because she had a relationship with someone she's not allowed to marry. Rabbi Yaisi loy pasul. Rabbi Yaisi says only psulim that affect kids. If it doesn't affect kids, she doesn't become disqualified. Frank the Gemara, where does Rabbi Yaisi know that from? It's very nice, but the pasuk said kisiyeli is zar. Where did the Torah have anything to do with kids? Zok the Gemara shneim loy lamdu mel mikayin gadol ba'manah. They both compared it to Kain Gadol Ba'amana. Again, based on the thing that we look to compare it to what the Torah told us. By Kain Gadol Ba'amana, the Torah said the Kain Gadol passes the Amana. So the Tanakhama says, that was an illegal bia. An illegal bia passes the woman. Rabbi Yaisi says that was an illegal bia that affects kids. So therefore, only an illegal bia that affects kids. Tanakam b'saver ma'kayim b'gavol b'amolah should be yasev b'aveiro b'paisel. The bia is an aveira, and therefore she becomes pasul. Afhainami b'paisel. So the mitzri did an aveira, so he passes the woman. Rabbi Yaisi saver ki kayin gadol ma'kayin gadol shazari pasul b'paisel. The kayin gadol has a relationship that if he has kids, they would be pasul. So it's not just that he's an aveira. It's an aveira with implications on kids. Av coaches are apostle paisel. So only aveiras that have implications on kids have the ability to apostle the woman. Lafuki mitzvi sheni, the ain't zari apostle. The chsib bonim ashiv odlem dar shlishi, yavalem b'kal Hashem. The third generation can marry. Rashi. Hachi gasinon, ma kain gadol babona b'yasim b'aveira paisel. Mitzvi v'adai m'sheni b'yasim b'aveira. The chsib shlishi v'loi sheni. Only a shlishi, not a sheni. So we explained Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi learns, Amana L'Kayin Gadol is the one we look to define is Zar. So there, it's Bia, it's a person capable of Kedushin, but it's also implications on kids. So Rabbi Yaisi, that tells me, only an Aveira that has implications on kids, not an Aveira that won't affect kids. And the Tanakh Kama says, an Aveira is an Aveira is an Aveira is an Aveira.
Why not Mamzer?
Because the Torah never said Mamzer Beferish. But where did the Torah say that a Mamzer passes a woman with Bia? We learn that from Kisi Elizar. It says Beferish, so you chalil. Echad the kids and echad her. Dr. Gemara, Reb Shimon Gamliel Eimer. He said that anybody who can marry his daughter, you can marry his wife. That means only a lav that passes daughters. An Amaini marries a Jewish girl. They have a daughter. She's perfectly kosher. Amaini v'lo Amaini. So Dr. Shimon Gamliel, that if Amaini lives with a Jewish girl, she can marry a Kayin. She becomes a widow. She can eat truma because it doesn't affect daughters.
Well, the Mishnah has a word, don't we?
The Brisa said Adaimi, and Reb Shimon Gamliel argued. Reb Yaisi and Reb Shimon Gamliel argued in that Brisa. Shimon Gamliel, I'm a kosher tonight, and beat tonight, someone outside. My Ikemen, Reb Yaisi and Reb Shimon Gamliel. What is the case difference? I'm like, ooh, a Gera Maini V'Avi Ikemenayu. Right? A Gera Maini V'Avi. His kid is puzzle. His boy is puzzle. His girl is kosher. Reb Yaisi would say, his boy is puzzle. It affects his kids. It's puzzle. She becomes puzzle too. Reb Shimon Gamliel would say, doesn't affect his daughter.
Therefore, the mother is not affected.
Therefore, the mother is not affected either. Again, how do you read Kayin Gadol Ba'amana? The Gaiti Saver, Ma Kayin Gadol Ba'amana Shazari Pasul Upaisel. I'm called Shazari Pasul Upaisel. The kids are Pasul, the boys. Shimon Gamliel Saver, Ma Kayin Gadol Ba'amana Shakol Zari Pasul. Boys and girls become Chalolim. Upaisel, I'm cautious. Kol zare pasul paisel. Lafuki amayni miyavik. There ain't kol zare pasul. Damer mar amayni v'loy amaynis. Miyavik v'loy amaynis. Rashi. Zok to Rashi. Kosh at the kain kain nice a bitai at the kain nice a almanasai. Ger amayni hu b'nayu ben b'nay atzay v'olam psulim. Avu bitak shera. The kain v'loy amayni v'loy amaynis. Rabbi Yaisi to tell the kain v'chol shazare pasul. Hayo b'yesh mizare pasul paisel. Reb Shimon the Talmid Chaim ben Bitar loy pasul. It pasuls some of his kids, but not all his kids. So we have three opinions. Tana Kama says any aveira. We don't look at the kids. Reb Yaisi says, hello, Amana L'Kayin Gadol implicates his kids, affects his kids. It has to affect kids. But as long as some of the kids are pasul, that's enough. And Reb Shimon Gamliel says, well, if you're going to look at Amana L'Kayin Gadol, then it has to be all his kids. So you have three different opinions. Metrisham Sunday morning, 6:30.